Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
That's the first thing, Jeff. How incredible was it to see that there was a real life, in person, go to it media gathering yesterday?
It was wild. It was like going to a reunion, you know, all your peers and seeing like Steelers PR people. It was kind of bizarre, even though it was, you know, everyday life for however many years. Just going back was kind of nice, even though we were separated and had masks on. But, hey, it's a step in the right direction. And, you know, as of right now, they're planning on going to La Trobe, which would be awesome.
Well, let me ask you, when you were there real quick, what did you extract from the words that particularly Kevin Colbert said, and what do you think that fans should let marinate in their brain a little bit and then come up with that Kevin Colbert said?
That they all lie, that nothing that they said is true, that they're trying to throw everybody off the scent. You know, he said that they could go anywhere in the draft, which is similar to we'll take the best player available. It's just a little bit different wording. They can't tell you the truth. I'll say this. I thought one little maybe hint of what they might do came when he said that there were many centers in this draft that are starter capable, which might tell you that that could be a position that they're going to look at down the line in the draft. And the fact when Mike Tomlin came out and said, without being asked, that, hey, we've got Dwayne Haskins here. We've got this 22-year-old former first-round pick that we want some time with, maybe saying that quarterback is not a priority or something, unless it were to drop, that's really on our list.
What do you make then, Jeff, of what Mike Tomlin had to say about the running game, and that he came out and openly acknowledged, hey, it's not just about personnel, it's about scheme, it's about, you know, using the people that we have properly. Is there any way they go into this season with a backfield of Snell, McFarland, Samuels, and Bellage? There's no way they don't add a running back in the first two rounds, is there not?
Man, I just kind of threw up a little bit in my mouth when I was listening to you read that. I mean, could
quite
they?
The menu.
Yeah. Could they? Sure, they could. I don't see any possibility that they will. They know. I mean, if it's good that Tomlin said that, because you want to put something on your coaches, on the current players, mm-hmm. like, hey, we're not just bringing in Superman and that's going to change everything around. We have to change our mindset. We have to change our schemes. And I think he's right about that. But the other part of it is they do need some help there. And it's not just a running back, offensive line as well. I can't imagine them going through this draft and not adding a running back. I just don't see it.
Jeff Hathorn joining us here, Fan Morning Show. Fan Headlines, which we gave you just a little bit ago, brought to you by Dollar Bank. Get low home equity loan rates at dollar.bank. Were the words curious, or why did Mike Tomlin go out of his way to talk about Dwayne Haskins?
It's curious to me. You know, the question was from Ed Bouchette about when might you look for a quarterback? And, you know, Kevin kind of said this and that and didn't want to answer. And Mike just jumped in and said, you know, hey, we've got this kid. I mean, I think there's some truth to it. They want to see what he can do, and they feel like they've got a free first-round pick. Guy was on a lot of draft boards as a first-round guy that they got for basically nothing, that they're going to have an opportunity to work with this year. And once they see him on the field, they'll make a little better evaluation. I think that was honest. It's interesting, you know, if they were to draft a quarterback, they would have five on the roster, which is, you know, crazy, a crazy number of quarterbacks. But I would say this, if for some reason a guy that they really love or that's highly thought of drops down or is affordable to go get, I think they're crazy not to get it if that's who they think could be the quarterback for 10 years.
Well, yeah, because I think the question within then, Jeff, is if you gave each of these guys truth serum, Kevin Colbert and Mike Tomlin, and asked them, is your next starting quarterback after Ben Roethlisberger on this roster right now, they would probably both be inclined to say, we don't know.
Right. I think there's truth, and that's why myself and a lot of other people were saying, why not give Rudolph a chance this year and see what he could do? Because while they have all those quarterbacks on the roster, with the exception of Ben, which might be a false signing, none of them are under contract for next year. So they've got a lot of guys, but they don't have anybody long-term on this roster unless somebody emerges throughout this year. And how is somebody going to emerge if they're not on the field?
You know the poker game that Kevin Colbert and these guys play every year. You've seen it. You're at those press conferences, and you're at the facility when it's opened. Tell me your gut. Do you think that any trade will be made at any time by the Pittsburgh Steelers using one of their 2021 draft picks?
My gut would be no.
Explain.
They will not trade because they have eight picks. They want them all. And if you're going to move in the first round, it's normally going to cost you your second round pick. That's a valuable pick. I mean, of course, last year was their highest pick. They need somebody with that second round pick, whether it's a offensive lineman, running back, corner, tight end, wherever they might go. They need that second round pick this year to plug and play. And I just don't see maybe dropping back if they find some of the guys that they really like were gone and they think that there's more depth in the second round. If they could find a partner to move back and maybe have two second-round picks or a late first, I could see that. But I just don't see them moving up unless it just so happens that one player that they love is there.
Yeah, well, and that's exactly why I could see them, Jeff, moving back in the first round, maybe even out of the first round. Like you said, having multiple second-round picks and looking to load up on mid to late picks as well in one of those maneuvers because of the need to draft a lot of talent, to bring a lot of personnel in. And especially if, as you pointed out, the guys that they like, maybe there's two or three linemen they have an eye on and they like Najee Harris, we all have an idea, and all those guys are gone before 24, well, why not move back and assure yourself of being at somewhere in the 31 to 35, 36, 37 range, as well as another second-round pick and additional picks, and maybe you get a Travis Etienne or a different lineman instead.
Yeah, and of course you have to have a partner, and that's the issue there. You obviously can't just do it yourself. You have to find someone that's willing to do that. But, yeah, I agree with you. I like that. I think there's a lot of depth at a lot of positions of Steeler need, and if they were to fall back a few spots, even into the second round, I think they could really help themselves and, find a couple of players that they could put into an offensive scheme this year.
What do you make of Trey Essex and his plan? And he says, well, if you find the guard that you really like, you go ahead and you take that guy and you move DeCastro to center if need be. It's happened in the NFL before. It could happen with the Pittsburgh Steelers.
I don't know about moving a guy that's been around since 2012 into a new position. Not that he can't do it. I just don't know if I would do that for a year. I mean, is it an option? Yes. But I don't know if I would do that. And that doesn't mean – I mean, you draft a guard where your thoughts for that rookie is that you move them to center. And maybe they've worked a lot at center but just not played there in a game. But I get what Trey's saying, and obviously Trey's played the game. But, man, to have DeCastro make that move at this point in his career, I just don't see it.
Our beat guy for all seasons, he covers all of it, Jeff Hathorne with us here on the Fan Morning Show. And allow me to shift gears for just a moment, Jeff, and ask you what the Penguins have a chance to clinch their 15th consecutive postseason appearance tonight. That in and of itself is a global talking point about whether we appreciate this team enough or not. But more specifically, you get to see them at practice. You cover them every day. What does this team look like, specifically on the power play now, when Evgeny Malkin is back in the lineup? Because I don't see anyone on that top power play unit who you can easily pull off of there right now, given their success recently.
Yeah, and that's where you have to have a feel for your team and a feel for your guys. And I still put Evgeny Malkin on that top power play unit. And I know maybe you're catering to a star, but if Malkin's not on that top power play, I mean – guys, that'd be like any one of us where we were out for an injury or we were out for whatever, and then we're not back on the normal show that we're on because the guy filling in has done really well, so you're relegated to a different show. That would be the mindset, I think, of Gino. You have to put him on that top power play, and he's one of the top 100 NHL players of all time. He goes on that top power play unit, and you just have to improve it with him.
I disagree. See, I think, and let's just for the sake of discussion, we only have like a minute or so left here, Jeff. So often, and this has been a common theme in this town, we have said, all right, whenever there's 10 games left, the Penguins have to find things that work going into the postseason, right? Like they've got to find line combinations, they got to find that power play, it has to click, and then it has to get where it drifts into the postseason, you got to find combinations that work. They found something that worked here. This is one time they found it. Why screw it up now?
I would say two things, and I get your point, and I understand it. I'm saying it's as much about Gino's mentality, but I think they could be as good with him. Just because you'd say take McCann out and put Gino in, it doesn't mean it'll be worse, and I think some of their success have come against not the best teams. So let's see what this group will do against Washington, against Boston tonight. Let's see how they perform. But, yeah, I'm putting Malkin back in there. Not only is he dangerous, again, I think it's good for his mindset, and that's where I would start it. Now, do you have the option to change? Yes. Maybe if you move a McCann to the second unit, he helps that group because of confidence he got from the first. But I put Gino on that top unit.
Jeff Hathorn, beat man for all seasons. And when we say all seasons, it really is all seasons as you're back into heavy football coverage.
Love
with
it.
The draft. Jeff, thank you so very much. You're the best. We appreciate it. We'll talk again later on in the week.
Thanks, guys.
All right.
Thanks,
there
Jeff.
He is. Just our man. And it did feel right. Like, I did a triple take whenever it went to Steelers.com, and I saw some people tweeting out before, and I'm like, wait a minute, they're really not at Heinz Field in that big room where the glass and everything is. There's no way that they're there in person. Like, they're just going to have Mike Tomlin and Colbert sit up on a stage and then have a camera in there, Chris. And then I'm like, hold on. Those are real people who are real media members. They're not hologram. It's not like hologram Jeff Hathorn. It's like Jeff Hathorn is there. What is this? Is great. The world is working again. It's fantabulous.
Slowly but surely, we're getting back to it.
Yeah, it felt, it just felt normal.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.